This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Black Panther has been in theaters for a week, and Marvel is already talking about what comes next. Kevin Feige, the co-president of Marvel Studios, said this week, quote, "We always say we work on one movie at a time. That said, Panther's been around for more than half a century in the comic books, and there are many, many stories to tell. Yeah, and many dollars to earn. Ka-ching!" Almost 200 British female entertainment stars called for an international movement to end sexual misconduct across society. Kate Winslet, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Emma Watson are among those saying that 2018 should be the year that time was up on sexual harassment and abuse. They will create a fund to support women and men battling workplace abuse modeled on the Time's Up movement in the U.S. Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine and Victoria's Secret model Bahati Prinsloo have welcomed their second child, a girl named Gio Grace Levine. The couple have been married since 2014. They're already parents to one-year-old Dusty Rose. And yes, Gio Grace too will have her parents' ridiculously good looks. Maroon 5 will be hitting the road in May through October in support of the Red Pill Blues album. China's Monster Hunt 2, a hybrid live-action and CGI fantasy from the co-creator of Shrek, romped into the record books on its opening day, grossing $95.7 million. That eclipses the previous first-day record in China, which was set last year by Wolf Warrior 2. Monster Hunt 2 beat out Detective Chinatown 2, which was in second place. Ni hao! One of Cardi B's reps has been telling people she's 3 to 4 months pregnant, but if she is, it's news to her fiancé. Offset was heading into Peter Margo Jewelers on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and he set the record straight. The rapper said, quote, "Cardi is not having my child," unquote. The 26-year-old Migos member already has kids. 3 bad and bougie babies. Yikes! Jeffrey Tambor was given his pink slip from Amazon's Transparent after the studio conducted an internal investigation into claims of sexual misconduct. The 73-year-old industry vet said, quote, "I'm disappointed in their unfair characterization of me as someone who would ever cause harm to any of my fellow castmates," unquote. There's no word on whether or not Tambor will be keeping the dresses he wore on the show. Quincy Jones has a history of producing hits like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, Beat It, Thriller, and many other songs. The music legend dropped a bomb this week when he said, quote, "Michael stole a lot of songs, Donna Summer's State of Independence, and Billie Jean, The Notes Don't Lie, Man," unquote. He must have the first stages of dementia, a family member said. Looks like Quincy is going... A former Survivor champion bit a cop on the arm shortly after she was found unconscious behind the wheel of her car at a stop sign. Jenna Maraska, who appeared on the show in 2003, was arrested in South Strabane, Pennsylvania for driving under the influence of drugs and possessing narcotics paraphernalia. Syringes were found in the passenger seat. From winning $1 million to this. Ugh. Jay-Z had one expensive night out in New York, dropping more than $110,000 to celebrate the birthday of Juan OG Perez, his close friend and president of Roc Nation Sports. Jay took him to Zuma for dinner and to 2 bars. The rapper ordered 40 bottles of Ace of Spades champagne and was seen handing bottles out to other tables and also left the server an $11,000 tip. Nice. This show is still on the air? Harry Connick Jr.'s daytime talk show is drawing to a close after 2 seasons. The show averaged only a 0.9 rating last week. Harry served up a blend of talk, comedy, and variety segments in addition to music and performances. The show had been championed by Fox, which renewed it in 17 markets last March, but nobody tuned in. Oops. Jack Antonoff and Lord have caused romance rumors to swirl once more as they were spotted looking pretty cuddly during a recent visit to Auckland, New Zealand. While popping by the Greenlight singer's hometown, the hitmaker and the celebrated record producer were seen wrapping their arms around each other and even strolled arm in arm at one point. Come on, you two, what's the big deal? Admit it already. Nipsey Hussle's armored truck was towed because it was illegally parked in a handicapped spot, according to the cops, but the rapper says they were just hating on him. Nipsey's Brinks truck, a marketing vehicle for his new album Victory Lap, was towed from a store's parking lot after it was parked without handicap plates. Cops also discovered the tags expired 6 months ago. The truck was then impounded. Idiot. Josh Harris, the internet entrepreneur who crashed at the end of the dot-com bubble in 2000, is happy Jonah Hill will be playing him on the big screen. Harris, who now lives in Las Vegas as a professional poker player, said, quote, "Jonah Hill has a tall order, as I'm funnier, smarter, and better looking than him," unquote. Harris was worth $80 million before his site, Pseudo.com, went bust. Idiot. Lionel Richie doesn't think his daughter Sophia's relationship with Scott Disick is built to last. He called it just a phase. No matter how serious it seems, Sophia Richie, 19, and Scott Disick, 34, get, her father just isn't buying into it. The Grammy Award-winning legend said, quote, "She's 19. When you're 19, you know everything," unquote. Good luck with them, Lionel. Good luck. The Trash Bin. Rob Kardashian's ex, Blac Chyna, has partnered with baby stroller brand Mommy to sell a line of strollers that will launch in the U.S. in 5 weeks. As part of the deal, Chyna is going to pimp those strollers hard on social media and hope that more than a few of her millions of followers are moms like her looking to be in the stroller market. Well, if it's one thing this ex-stripper knows, is how to hustle.
The news wrap-up.
Samsung's new flagship phone, the Galaxy S9, will be released very soon. Negative reviews of Snapchat's recent redesign could hurt the firm's financial performance. Uber will require U.S. drivers to take six-hour breaks between long shifts. Sony has struck partnerships with several taxi firms to start an AI-based ride-hailing service in Japan. Sayonara, drivers!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther remains number one at the box office.
The number one album.
The Black Panther soundtrack stays on top for a second week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the top spot.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House remains the number one nonfiction book for the eighth week.
Irish-born Niall Horan is best known as one member of One Direction. But since leaving the band in 2016, Niall has racked up his own hits on the pop charts. The singles This Town and Slow Hands from his debut studio album Flicker reached the top 20 in several countries last year, and the album debuted at number one in Ireland and the U.S. He said Flicker was inspired by classic rock acts like Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles. Niall said, quote, "Whenever I would pick up a guitar, I would always naturally play chords like that and finger pick a lot and play that folky kind of style," unquote. Here's folky Niall Horan with the song of the week, On the Loose.
I know what she's like, she's out of her mind and wraps herself around the truth. She'll jump on that fly and meet you that night and make you tear up.
Was Niall Horan with the song of the week, On the Loose. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.